Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Hei in Maseches Nazir. It is Ruchak here in Artzeinu HaKadosha. It's Ruchak Sukkos. As you could hear from my voice, Baruch Hashem, we were Zocha Bekol, and with all the Ramach Evarim and the Shasak Gidim, to rejoice with the Torah in Yerushalayim HaKodesh in the Old City. It was very, very meaningful to do it. Talmidim with Rav Chizkio Nevin Sal Shlita by the Kotel. That was something very, very special, as well as dancing with many of my Talmidim in Yeshiva. The casualty, of course, like often is my voice. So Bezer Hashem, we'll see if we'll be able to get through the daf together. That's the beauty of the daf Yomi. No matter what's going on in one's life, the daf goes on. We're going to pick up with a new Mishnah on Mem Hei Amud Aleph. And that's going to be the halachos of Tiglachas. And with the halachos of Tiglachas, we're going to discuss the process of Tahara, Tiglachas Tahara. And that is going to be referring to the Nazir's process of Tahara at the end of his Nazirus. Let's remind ourselves what the Tahara Torah Kedosha describes it. Both my great Rabbeim, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita and Rav Shechter Shlita, always would emphasize that the most important thing is to start with the Pasuk, and everything stems from that. So let's not start with the Mishnah, but rather what we will do is start with the Pesukim themselves. V'zayis taras ha-nazir b'yoyim lois esimoy nizroi, yovi yoyisayel pesach ha-yel moyed, v'hikriv es karbonai l'ashem. So at the end of the Naziris, he has his karbonos. What are the karbonos? So the Torah says one is an ola. That's a keves benar shasal samim. The second is a kavsa bas shnosa, which is a chatos. And then the ayil, which is eaten as a shlamim, as well as sal matzos, chalos blus b'shem rukike matzos b'shuchim l'shamim. And then it describes the hakrava of those karbanos, and then in Pasuk Yud Ches, Perek Vav of Naso, V'gilach ha-nazir Pesach al-moed es rosh nizrov, lokach es seir rosh nizrov, nasana le'esh asher tachas zevach ha-shlamim. So then he has his hair cut, and the hair is put on the fire, which is under the zevach ha-shlamim. So our Mishnah is going to discuss this process of the order in which the Tiglachas is done and the Karbanos are brought. And the Gemara is going to analyze at one point exactly does the Tiglachas take place based on the language of the Psukim. That is going to bring us to a discussion of the meaning, which we already touched on the top of today's Amud, which was part of yesterday's Daf. And that is the Pasuk when it says, V'gilach ha-nozir Pesach ol moed, the meaning of the word Pesach Ol Moed. That's going to be important in terms of understanding exactly when the Tiglachas takes place. And then that analysis will take us through to Amud Beis. And going on to Amud Beis, we will have the last pasuks analyzed that we had read in terms of the hair of the Nazir that is burnt under the pot of the Karban Shlamim, and many other halachos that relate to the different karbanos that the Nazir brings. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. We normally start a little bit before the daf begins, but because the top of today's daf is really directly connected to yesterday's daf, and yesterday's daf was a short daf, we're going to begin with the new Mishnah, Tiglachas HaTahara, 12 lines in Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Tiglachas HaTahara Ketzad. How did they do the cutting of the hair at the end of the Melos? Hayumevi Gimel Behemos. They would bring three Behemos Chatas Olo Shlamim that we described before in the Pesukim. V'sheichet Es HaShlam Galeach Aleim Div Reb Yehuda. The opinion of Reb Yehuda is that when the shearing of the hair takes place, that we've discussed in detail in the past, that takes place at the time of the Shchitas Hashlamim. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says that it takes place with the shearing. The shearing takes place with the bringing of the Chatas. Shechatas kodemes b'chol makom, because the Chatas always comes first. Mefarish explains, Kidichsiv. Let's look into the Mefarish, the first one in the Mishnah. Vikriv Esa Shelechatas Rishona. Kaimalon. Dafil Chatas Of Kodemes Afla Ola Behema. Always the Chatas comes first, even if the Chatas is an Of, it will always come first and it will precede even Olas Behema. Hol Bashar Mekomas Matsinu Shi Kodemes Afkan Benazir Te Kodemes Kadeshe Nazir Megalechala. So it also comes first over here, and that is when the Giluach takes place. So Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, whether the Giluach takes place at the time that the Karban Shlamim is being slaughtered, or the time that the Karban Chatas is being slaughtered. Explains Rebbe Lazar, that's based on the idea that the Chatas always comes first. The Gemara now tells us another halacha that everybody agrees with, both Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yehuda agree with, v'im gilach al achas mishlashtan yatsan, that if there is the shearing is done on the inappropriate shechita, in other words, according to Rebbe Lazar, you're supposed to do it when you bring the chatas. However, what happens if they made a mistake and they followed Rabbi Yehuda, and they did it at the time that you're supposed to bring a shlamim? So in such a case, it would be b'dieved, be acceptable. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Hevi Gimel Behemis Velo Pirish, Ruhi Lechatas, Tikarv Chatas, Lo Tikarv Olo Shlam, Tikarv Shlam. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if an individual designates three animals, now, we know that the animal's requirements are different. And even though he didn't spell out which one is which, nevertheless, they're already on a certain level designated. What is roi to be a chatas should be brought as a chatas. And that is, as we saw in the psukim, the animal that's brought for a chatas is a female. And the one that's an ola is a male. Both of them are a year old. And the shlamim is 2 years old. So you could easily discern which one is appropriate for which carbon. Tana Rabban, V'gilach HaNozir Pesach HaOmoid, B'shlam HaKosim Medaber. We elaborate on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Gluach is done with the Shlamin. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that? Because the Pasuk says, the Gluach takes place Pesach HaOmoid. And, Shenemar, V'shachtu Pesach HaOmoid. The Torah also says, in a different context, when the Torah introduces to us the Shlamim in Vayikra, in the beginning, Vayikra Gimel, it says, Ushchotoi Pesach Oel Moed, that specifically the Shechita of the Shlamim is done in the entrance of the Oel Moed. At the Omer B'Shlamim HaKosim Medaber. So now, why did the Pasuk emphasize V'gilach HaNazir Pesach Oel Moed? Now, there are two ways to explain it. One way of explaining it is to tell us that it is coming to refer back to the carbon of shlamim, and that is just like the shlamim is done Pesach al Moed, so too the giluach of the nazir is Pesach al Moed, and Pesach al Moed connotates the time of bringing the shlamim. Because other karbanos, it doesn't say Pesach al Moed. That's one explanation. At the Omer b'shlamim hakosam adaber, eino ela Pesach al mamish, or it's coming to tell us that the Giluach of the Nazir is supposed to be done literally at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, and you're not allowed to do it any other place, explains the Mefarsh. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it can't mean the second, that literally you do it in front of the Ohel Moed. Amrit, Im Kain Bizayonu. That would be a Bizayon. That you would do it literally at the Pesach HaEichel, that would be a Bizayon. And that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, presumably in our Mishnah, as well as the Tanakama of this Braisa. However, Rabbi Yoshia offers a dissenting view. Rabbi Yoshia says that you don't even need this Pasuk of Ashachtu Pesach Ol Moed. He concurs with the Tanakama in the sense that you wouldn't be able to do the Giluach and the Pesach Ol Moed. However, you don't even need a Pasuk, argues Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Meinu Tzar Charei Omra Teira Loisala B'maloisa Mizbechi Kavachoymer L'derech Bizoyam. Teira Akdoisha tells us that you're not allowed to build steps for the Mizbeach because that will be a Bizoyon. Certainly, if you're going to, and the reason for that is if you build steps to Mizbeach instead of a ramp, so then in such a case, the individual is going to need to raise his legs and expose his erva, not literally that, but expose the area where his erva normally is when walking up. That already is considered derech
Bizayon. And therefore, Rabbi Yoshia says, if you can't build madregos, certainly you can't do hair cutting at the Pesach Ol Moed. Then the Gemara goes on to quote a Medrash Rabbah, which is not part of our Gemara, so we're going to skip it. With Medrash Rabbah basically brings out a similar type of point that we just read above. Rabbi Yitzchak has another proof that a Nazir won't do it in front of an Olmo, in the Ol Moed. Harei Omer V'lokach Esar Rosh Nizro V'nasan Aleish. That the Torah says that you take the hair of the Nazir and you put on the fire. Mishen Mechusar Elekicha Nesina. Yatzazet Shum Mechusar Lekicha Hava Unesina. When the hair is cut, it's immediately burnt. And it says, V'lokach Esar Rosh Nizro V'nasan Aleish. It's immediately burnt. Now, where the hair is burnt has to be the place that's cut. Because all you need to have to do is Lekicha Nesina. What if you had to do Lekicha Hava Unesina? That you had to cut it off and then bring it to an area and then burn it. So then in such a case, then that would not be acceptable. Now, does one burn the hair of the Nazir? It must be that the hair is not being burnt in front of the Pesach Ol Moed. The Makom HaSreifa is not in the front of the Ol Moed. That everybody agrees. That is in the Lishkas HaNazirim. This we learn about in Maseches Midos, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei, that says that in the Lishkas HaNazirim, they were Megalchim the Sarim, and Mevashlim Es HaShlamim. So there was a tradition that the Shlamim was cooked over there. And since it was done there, then it must be, the cooking was done there, then it must be that the hair cutting was done there as well. Dalza Rush points out that there is a leap over here that requires more explanation, and that is that at the end of the day, there isn't a pasuk that tells us that the bishul was not done in the Pesach Ol Moed. So maybe the bishul was done in the Pesach Ol Moed as well, and the cutting of the hair was done in the Pesach Ol Moed also. That is a very strong question, but we do have a tradition from Maseches Midos that the bishul was done in Lishkas HaNazirim. So it is a little bit of a mystery where in the Torah, where in the Psukim we get that source. Ikadamri, others say Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen Mishlam Makosim Medaber. Adam Mishlam Makosim Medaber Oeinu Ala Pesach Ol Moed Mamish. Where is it supposed to be done? Tamalom Avlok Achasar Rosh Nizra Mokom Shayim Evashol Sham Hayim Megalech. The place of the Bishol, that's where the Geluach was done. And once again we said that the Bishol was done in Lishkas HaNazirim. Abachon Amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar Gilech Hanazir Pesach Ol Moed Kozman Shein Pesach Ol Moed Pasuach Eino Megaleach. We have another tradition about why the Torah says Pesach Ol Moed, to tell us that the Ol Moed has to be open. In other words, that there are times that the Azara is closed and there are times that the Azara is open. Mishnah in Tami describes that at the time, a little bit before, a little after Kriyas Hagever, and that is at the time of when the rooster cries, so then they would begin the process of opening up the doors of the Azar, is described beautifully in Maseches Tamid. So prior to that point, so then in such a case, one doesn't do Giluach. Rav Shimon Shizuri Yomer, V'gilach HaNazir Pesach Ol Moed, V'lo Nazira. Shem Yizkaru Ba Pirchei Kun. Rav Shimon Nazira has another halacha, and that is that all of these halachas only apply to a Nazir and not a Nazira. Why? Because we don't want the Pirchei Kuhuna, the young teenage Kohanim, to be distracted by a woman. There is a Machlokes Rishonim about what is the implication of this Gemara. According to the opinion of the Rosh, that means that a woman didn't go through the process of Tiklachas if she was a Nazira because of the above-mentioned problem. However, Tosa says it was done in a Makom Tzenua. That appears as we turn on to Amud Beis on Tosas Dibar Maschul Velo Nazira Memhe Amud Beis, quite a bit down the Amud. Amar Lo Lidvarecha Sota Tachiach. However, Rabbi Eliezer did not accept what Rabbi Shimon Shizuri had said, because he said Sota will prove that you're wrong. Dechsev Balvei Midlof Ne'ashem Velo Chashin Hashem Yizkar Parchem Kuhuna. That when it comes to the Sota, her hair is undone,
and to be mevazeher, and we're not concerned that the pirchei kuhuna are going to be distracted. Amar lahem, zo kocheles u'pokeses, zo eina kocheles u'pokeses. When it comes to the woman who is an azira, she could be made up and look pretty. However, the sota is not going to look pretty, and because she's not allowed to be dressed up, and therefore the pirchei kuhuna are not going to be distracted by her, but the sota, but the nazirah, they can be distracted. Continues the Mishnah for six lines on the top of Mem Hei on the base. Hayinotel Sar Rosh Nizra Umishaleach Tachas Hadot. They would take the hair of the nazir and put it under the pot. Vim Gilach Vimedina Lo Mishaleach Tachas Hadot. And if for some reason the cutting of the hair was not done in the Beis HaMikdash, then it wasn't put under the pot. Bamedvar Mamur B'Tiklachas Tahara. When is the hair put under the pot? That's only talking about Tiglachas of Tahara. As we introduced in the beginning of the daf, this was talking about the Melosimei Nizra. We know from previous psukim and previous sugyas that the Nazir has to undergo the process of Tiglachas as well if he became Tame, he or she became Tame. Abu Tiglachas Atuma Loye Mishalech Tachas Adod. Then it's not put under the pot. So Rabbi Meir says that it's always put, the hair is always put, whether we're talking about Teglachas Tumah or Tachas Tara. The one exception is Tameh Shebimedina. Tanakama was of the opinion that the Geluach Bimedina doesn't go under the pot all the time. Rabbi Meir says it's only Tameh Shebimedina. Analyzes the Gemara. Notel Sarosh Nizra. We learned in the Mishnah that the hair of the Nazir is taken and put under the pot. Tana Rabban. V'achachach notel esarotev v'nosein al Sarosh Nizra. There is an interesting added wrinkle that the Brisa says, that after the shearing is done, first the gravy of the carbon shlam that's being cooked is put on the hair, and then u'mishalech tachas hadot shel shlam. And if it was mistakenly put under the karmi chatas and asham that we've discussed before, that it's supposed to be put under shlamim, nevertheless, then it's going to be acceptable. Now, there's something really, really strange about this price that the Gemara jumps right on top of. Asks the Gemara, asham binazir tar mi'ika. Why are we talking about karmi asham? What did we learn today? We learned that there are three different animals that are brought. Chatas, ola, shlamim. Not a carbon asham. Omar Rava. Rava answers, hachi kamer. Im, v'im, nazir tame. By nazir tame, then there is an asham. Then, mishaleach tachas hadot shel asham, yotzai. Lichatchil, it's also supposed to be put under shlamim by the nazir tame as well. However, if it's put under the yasham, then it will be acceptable. Minani Mili asks the Gemara, how do we know that you're supposed to take from the gravy and put it under on the hair? Amar Rav, Amar Krasher, Tacha Zevach HaShlam Zivcho, Yehei Tachtov. It's supposed to be underneath. Simple reading of the Pasuk is that the hair is being put in an area under the pot, which is under the Zevach HaShlamim. Asher Tachas Zevach HaShlamim. That the Zevach HaShlamim is also supposed to be Tachtov. It's a play on the words. Even though Asher Tachas Zevach HaShlamim, the subject is really the hair, but it also seems to indicate that the Zevach HaShlamim is supposed to be Tachtov, and therefore we take from the Zevach HaShlamim itself and we put it underneath the pot. We also learned in the above brisa, v'im shilach tachas adot shel chatas yotza, that if it was mistakenly put, the hair was put under the pot of the chatas, you would also be yotza. My time, amekra zevach, the rabos es hachatos v'asham. That when the Torah says zevach, somehow it's coming to add, coming to be marbe, coming to include not only the karban shlamim, but also the karban chatas and asham as well. Because the pasuk says tachas zevach hashlamim. Now why does it say tachas zevach hashlamim? It should just say tachas hashlamim. Must be that it's coming to include all types of zevach. Asks the Gemara, v'afikte lahai zevach meirotev. But didn't we learn that, asks the Gemara, we've already used that word zevach asher tachas zevach hashlamim.
and we learned that the zevach has to be tachtov. So we use the word zevach. Torah tells us the halacha that you're supposed to take from the rotev and put underneath. So how could you use the same pasuk of zevach to tell you that if a carbon chatos and asham is the pot that you use, that's okay? Says the Gemara, im kein lema krom me rotev hashlam. If it was coming only to tell us about the gravy, then in such a case it wouldn't say zevach hashlam, it'd say rotev hashlam. My zevach shma mino l'rabos chatos the asham. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema kula l'chatos v'asham hu da'asam. Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to tell us chatos v'asham. That's coming to tell you that b'di'evet, that the if it's put under the chatos v'asham will be acceptable. However, maybe it's not talking at all about the rotev. As you pointed out, the pasuk doesn't say rotev. The pasuk says zevach. Says the Gemara, im kein leima shlomim v'zevach. Then the pasuk should have simply said asher tachas shlomim v'zevach. My zevach hashlomim, the zevach of the shlomim. So it's coming to tell us something that's underneath the zevach hashlomim, asher tachtov zevach hashlomim, and that is the rotev shmami notarti. It's coming to tell us two things. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a brisa, hakol hayu mishalchin tachas hadot. Everything was put under. Every nazir has his hair put under the dot. Chutz mitamei shegiliach b'medina. The tamei whose hair was cut off, not in the Azara, not in Yerushalayim, so then it's not put under the carbon. Pnei shesaro nikbar. And the reason for that, according to Rabbi Meir, is because his hair is buried. That's the reason why the tamei's hair is not put underneath. The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, tahirim kan v'kan hayim shalchim. Tmeim kan v'kan lo hayim shalchim. If we're talking about Nazir Tahar, then whether he's in Medina or he's in Yerushalayim, it's put sent and put underneath the pot. Tamei is never put under the pot. V'techom oimrim hakol lo hayim shalchim tachas hadot chutz min tarsha b'migdush b'nei shenasa k'mitzvasa. And the Chachamim disagree with both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Let's start with how they disagree and then formulate the position. They disagree with Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says that a Tohar always has his hair put on the pot, under the pot, even if he's doing it in Ramat Beit Shemesh, in the Medina. However, the Chachamim disagree and they say that you have to be in the Migdush, you have to be in the Old City. When I say Old City, it means the city of Yerushalayim, from the time of Bayis Sheni. We'll see Bezer Hashem where the boundaries will be. Bezer Hashem Yisparach and Bayis Gimel. But where we danced on Simchas Torah is definitely that area. And therefore, then if the Torah, Nazir Torah, even though he doesn't have it in the area of the Azor and the Machane Leviyah, his hair cut off, nevertheless, any area that is in Yerushalayim, it would seem, especially according to Shita Rambam, the whole Yerushalayim has a din mikdash. So then, in such a case, it's nasas kimitzvaso, and then it's put under the dud. That's how it would seem according to Shita Rambam. However, the language of the Chacham does emphasize mikdash. Maybe it only means the area of Machane Leviyah. That's an open question, but in that way, the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham also disagreed with Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that the Tamei, who has his hair cut off in the area of the Migdash, then he would put under the Dud. The Chacham say only someone who's doing it in its ideal manner. The ideal manner is to have some Anazir Tar B'mlos HaTahara, have his hair cut off, and then it's put under the Dud. Otherwise, it would not be put under the pot. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Hei. In our daf, we had learned the process of tiglachas. In our Mishnah, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar. When the giluach is it done specifically on at the time of the karmel chatos, or like the position of Rabbi Yehuda, it's done with the shlamim? From the maskana of the Gemara, it seems that it's done when the shlamim. However, b'di'evet, if the hair is done cut at any time, then it's going to be acceptable. The Gemara also points out that the makar for the position of Rabbi Yehuda is v'gilach hanazir pesach ol moed. And it can't be that the giluach, according to most opinions, is done literally in front of the ol moed, because that would be a bizaya. And therefore, pesach ol moed is telling us that it's done with the shlamim. Rabbi Yoshia says that's obvious, it would not be done there in front of the Ol Moed. All opinions of the Tanoim and Amoraim agree that to do it in the opening of the Ol Moed is not acceptable. Rabbi Yoshia says that and it's a bizayon. Rabbi Yoshia, though, points out that the concept of bizayon that's not done by Pesach Ol Moed is already learned from Pasuk Sal Malos Al Mizbichi. And Rabbi Yitzchak has an entirely different makar, that the cutting of the hair is not done in the Pesach Ol Moed, because it's done at the place that the hair is burnt. Excuse me, the hair is cut. And the hair is cut in the Lishkas HaNazir. We left open an open question. What's the source that's done at the Lishkas HaNazir? Rabbi Shimon Shizuri tells us that we learn also from the Pasuk Vigilach HaNazir that a Nazira does not have her hair cut. And the reason for that is because that's not, we don't want the young Kohanim to be distracted by a woman. And the Gemara differentiates between a Nazira that could distract her in contrast to a Sota whose hair is undone in the Beis HaMikdash, and there it would not distract. We also have an important point from Rabbi Eliezer that says that the cutting of the Nazira's hair is only at the time that the doors of the Azar are open, as described in the beginning of Maseches Tamid. Finally, we have three opinions at the end of the Daf, which summarize many of the issues that come up in the Mishnah and the Gemara prior, and that is, when is the hair put under the dod of the Shlamim, like the Maskana that's put under the dod of the Shlamim? In what instance? The opinion of the Chachamim is that it's only a Nazir Tahar whose hair was cut in the Migdash. We have happened to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that every Tahar, whether it was cut on in the Migdash or in the Medina, that the hair is put under the Dud, in contrast to the Tame, that is not, while the position of Rabbi Meir is everybody has their hair put under the Dud, except for a Tame B'Medina. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Hei in Maseches Nazir. Looking forward to continuing to march together into our winter. Bezer Hashem also, starting from Maseches Sota, every Daf, even if I'm busy, will be up, because I've already learned it and recorded it with the Talmidim. So I hope to even be more consistent than we have been in the past. And Bezer Hashem, may this winter be one of bracha and hatzlacha b'chol ma'asei yadeinu, and may we continue to have hatzlacha with our hamacha and varim and shesagidim, including a throat that is able to say the words of Torah and be marbitz Torah klal Yisrael, and ultimately, even more important, is to be able to have an oizen shamas, an ear that's able to internalize all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Mem Hei in Maseches Nazir.